We're nearing the midway point of the regular season with plenty still to play for. We'll talk about it and much, much more on this week's Prep Rally.
You're watching the Prep Rally Podcast.
Welcome to the Prep Rally Podcast, sponsored by West Termite, Pest and Lawn. Graham Thomas and Rick Fires here in Northwest Arkansas at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Studios. And Leland Barclay joins us from the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Guys, it's a beautiful time to be in Northwest Arkansas. It's October. October means football and the leaves are changing. Rick, what's the good word today?
You know what? Even though it's still early in the conference season, you know, we got some 0-4 teams out there, man. You got to start hooking it up or you're going to be left out of playoffs. So each week is important, even conference play this early.
Leland, it's always a great day in the River Valley, right?
Oh, absolutely. The sun is shining and it's 85 football degrees.
That's a warm day, in my opinion, but definitely some cooler days ahead. But, let's go ahead and jump right into Leland's Gimme 5 for this week, the top five performances in the River Valley. Leland, take it away.
Well, I think we could have done a top 10 today, but these are the top five performances in the River Valley. Of course, we always start with the River Valley Player of the Week. This week, it's Cole Bailey from Waldron, who defeated the Ozark Hillbillies 22-15 last week to open up 4A4 conference play. Cole Bailey starred on both sides of the ball for the Bulldogs, 21 rushes for 157 yards and touchdown runs of 1 and 52 yards. He also made a game-clinching interception with 6:18 left in the fourth quarter at the 19-yard line and also had 7 tackles in that big win for Waldron.
That had to be the upset of the year so far. I can't think of a bigger win.
Excellent win for Waldron.
I mean, you're talking about a team that went 0-10 last year.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good indication of what that 4A4 is going to be like this year. Number two, Justin Churchman led Paris to a 41-13 win over Danville in the conference opener for the Eagles. Churchman had 18 carries for 201 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dimitri Capo had 12 carries for 109 yards and 3 scores. And sophomore quarterback Josh Honey, in his first varsity start of the season, of his career really, was 12 of 20 for 175 yards and a touchdown to lead the Eagles to 589 yards of offense in that win.
That's a lot of offense. My goodness.
Number three, Cutler Winters of Lavaca threw for 392 yards and 3 touchdowns, completing 21 of 38 passes. He also rushed for a touchdown to lead Lavaca to a 49-42 win at Greenland last week. Dalton Mullenix had 9 catches for 139 yards. Bryson Moore, 3 for 105 and 2 touchdowns. But Lawson Webb had the big play of the night with a strip sack and a 35-yard touchdown return in a big win at Greenland to start off 3A1 play for Lavaca and help the Golden Arrows withstand 406 passing yards by Slade Norwood of Greenland.
Wow. That sounded like a heck of a football game. When I saw the final score, I said, I know there's going to be some offense in that one.
Absolutely. Two great quarterbacks going at it. It was 42-42. And then Lavaca scored late and won it 49-42. Number four, Daniel Burton led Mansfield to a 36-6 win over Hackett, had 7 rushes for 153 yards and 3 touchdowns. Andrew Burton helped with 8 carries and 109 yards. And Samuel Burton added 3 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown and also caught a 29-yard touchdown pass to lead Mansfield to a win in that 3A1 opener and set up that big game at Charleston on Friday night.
A little brotherly love in Mansfield there?
Absolutely. Spreading it around to the Burtons. Number five, Peyton Zimmerman. Kickoff returns for touchdowns are always exciting, Well, Peyton Zimmerman of Southside returned the opening kickoff on Friday night for 95 yards for a touchdown. He also had seven catches for 116 yards and two touchdowns in a loss to Mountain Home.
Yeah, that was a great week for him. We might need to rethink our little philosophy on players of the week, so, even though Cole Bailey is very deserving. But, man, I was just thinking Peyton Zimmerman would have been a good candidate, too, with the night he had in, unfortunately, a losing effort for the Southside Mavericks. Well, I tell you what, I mean, and like you said, there could have been several more on the Gimme 5 this week. So, man, it's, you know, sometimes it's just hard to choose, and you got to narrow it down. So that'll take us into our River Valley Sports Report for this week. And Leland, tell you what, big win for the Greenwood Bulldogs.
Absolutely. And much to the delight of Rick Fiers, defenses ruled on Friday night. You know, Greenwood scored on their first two possessions and their last two possessions. In between, they were scoreless on six possessions. Shiloh Christian forced four turnovers, intercepting three passes and recovering a fumble. And then Greenwood made five fourth down stops in the game. After it was 14-7 Greenwood in the first quarter, the two teams combined to go six consecutive offensive possessions without scoring. And I don't think very many people predicted that. But Rick Fiers was hoping for a 14-7 win. Or a 14-7 game. Well, he almost got it.
Well, it was that way for a while.
Greenwood ended up scoring late and winning 28-17.
I was just concerned about deadline. I was just saying, oh my God, it's going to be 65-63. But you know what? That just shows you the great thing about sports. It's the ultimate reality show. You never know. Leland's exactly right. They were going back and forth, defensive coming up with big plays. So very exciting game, and I got out there in time where I went to drive-through window and got me a cheeseburger and a Dr. Pepper before it closed.
Well, and I know you would have probably had rather have been in Boxside on Friday night, where the Miners beat Fountain Lake 78-72 in regulation in four quarters, 1,171 yards of offense, 18 offensive touchdowns in that game. So I know you would have probably rather have been there, Rick, but hopefully Shiloh Christian treated you well on Friday night.
I would have been miserable. I just called him about 10 o'clock and said, I'm done. I can't do this. I can give you a halftime score. I'm out.
You know, and probably the biggest, I mean, there were so many things in that game. You know, Greenwood's Cash Archer, Paul Brixey had a great game for Greenwood's defense. Zach Edwards, really just a total team effort. Neither team reached the 400-yard mark in that game. That may have been the most surprising thing of all. But, again, Greenwood starts off with conference play, 6A West play, with a 28-17 win. The Alma Airedales went to Harrison and ended a six-year losing streak to the Goblins with a 28-14 win at Harrison to start off 5A West play. So a big win for them. Van Buren lost in their opener at Russellville, but both Cameron Keller and Trenton Cooley both reached the 2,000-yard career mark, Keller in rushing, Cooley in receiving. So big games for them, big careers for them. And then in softball last week, the Pecola Lady Indians remained undefeated at 28-0, and Alyssa Parker, the senior who's going to the Oklahoma Sooners, threw a perfect game in the regional championship game. 21 up, 21 down, 11 strikeouts, 59 of her 80 pitches were strikes, and was just a dominant performance. Warner did not get a ball out of the infield against her. And they will play in the Super Regionals this week on Thursday, a doubleheader at noon and 2 o'clock on Thursday. In volleyball, the Southside Lady Mavericks remained undefeated in the 6A West, and it's a big week for them. This is one of those weeks where they play three matches. So Bentonville on Tuesday and Heritage on Thursday after beating Harbor on Monday to remain 9-0. The Hackett Lady Hornets are also 19-0. They're still undefeated overall for the season. And Mansfield, the defending 2A state champion, it's been moved up to the Class 3A, and they're competing in the 3A1. They have slowly moved into first place with six straight matches that they've won, including a hard-fought 3-2 match over Lavaca last week. And then in cross country, at the Airedale cross country meet last week, the first one they've had, Abigail McCarty and Eli Adams both finished second for Van Buren in the boys and girls divisions.
Wow. That's a lot we packed in there. Hey, Leland, I got a project for you. When was the last time Greenwood had less than 400 yards of offense?
I will have to look that one up because it's probably been a while.
I've got some theories about it, but I'll just see what you come up with, and we'll see if I was correct.
Okay, Shiloh Christian ended up with 331. Greenwood had 367, and
I'm pretty sure I know what game Shiloh had less than 400. That was last year in the state championship game. So, at least I'm assuming they did. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. As we go to break, we'll leave you with some video from the Greenwood-Shiloh Christian game. Just a fantastic high school football game and atmosphere at Champion Stadium in Springdale. And we're back on the Prep Rally Podcast, sponsored by West Termite Pest and Lawn. Graham Thomas and Rick Fires in Northwest Arkansas, Leland Barclay in the River Valley. And it's time for the top five for Northwest Arkansas. And Rick Fires is going to give it to us this week. Ricky, take it away.
You know, I'm going to start off with cross country. And this is not just any cross country. This is the annual Chili Pepper run in Fayetteville. It's a regional, one of the top regional meets in this part of the country. It draws college teams, high school teams from Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, everywhere. And the winner in the girls' division, Lily Bashir, she's a junior from Rogers High School. Not only did she lead the Lady Mounties to the team championship, she set a course record and beat it by pretty much 16:40. And that's an excellent time. So Lily Bashir, great job in a premier event. Outstanding job. The Arkansas team did really well. I've covered that before, and I've seen some of these teams from Texas come in here and just wipe people out. But this time the Arkansas team did really well. Even the Bentonville boys won the team championship. All right, number two. We've been around sports long enough for you. If you have one bad, disappointing loss, it maybe kind of lingers, and that might lead to a second loss, maybe a third, but not with the Fayetteville Bulldogs. Fayetteville had a big-time game with Texas High. They lost that game late, and they turned around, took care of business. They beat Bentonville West 49-21 to open 7A West Conference play. Garrett Odom and Christian Battles, the running back, each accounted for three touchdowns. Fayetteville, the defending champions, and Arkansas lost largest classification, starting off real well in conference play. Let me see, Rogers. This sets up a big matchup this Friday. Fayetteville's playing at Rogers. Rogers took care of business, beat Fort Smith Southside 35-7. And we were talking earlier about some of the defense in the Shiloh Christian Greenwood game. The Mounties, man, they were relentless on defense. 10 sacks, and they held the Grizzly to 72 total yards of offense. That's just a phenomenal job by the Rogers Mounties. And here's a rhetorical question. You guys don't have – I didn't want you to answer this because it took me a while to figure this out. Guess who's 4-0? It's not Fayetteville. It's not Bentonville. It's not Rogers. It's your Springdale Bulldogs under our friend – Brett Hobbs, man, they beat Rogers Heritage 48-20 to open 4A West Conference play. And Springdale, for the first time since 2017, they were 4-0. I looked it up, went back to the archive. They finished 6-5 that year, kind of slumped toward the end. I think Brett's going to got them fired up. Hopefully they have a better finish in 2024. But, man, just I've seen, you know, when since they had that split for a long time, Harbor was more successful. Springdale struggling. Seemed like it's just the opposite. Seemed like Harbor struggling. Springdale's on the what? The old school. You know, one time I had an old shirt that said old school at Springdale High School. I love that. I love the Super S. I love the old school feel over there. And they're 4-0. So congratulations, Springdale. Hope they can keep it going. And Leland was at that game up here at Shiloh Christian. And I walked the sidelines and wrote a column on it. But I got to applaud the effort by Shiloh Christian. Man, they hung with them for a long time. They eventually lost 28-17, but it was a great atmosphere at Champion Stadium. Man, you could just feel the excitement on the sidelines, up in the stands, the bands, the cheerleaders. What a great game. What a fun game to be at. And Shiloh Christian, they're not going to take this loss to heart too much. They're going to get untracked, and they'll be a force in that league moving forward. So congratulations, Shiloh Christian, putting up against a great effort to Greenwood team, maybe the best in the state.
Hey, they put on a pretty good show over there at Shiloh Christian. They got the pyrotechnics and the fire.
Yes,
and,
everything.
You know, the giant scoreboard on the or the video board on the visitor's side. I mean, it's impressive.
That new indoor facility right there, I guess it's been up for a couple years. That's the first time I've been there. But, no, that's a fun place to watch a football game for sure.
Yeah, I just very impressed, and I can only imagine you guys were over there on the visitor's side on that little press box over there, and I bet it was just packed over there because Greenwood always travels.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, you know what? And they let you know too when you know they question them. Referees call one old gal. Well, I shouldn't say old gal. One lady standing up. I think she stood up and hollered at the referees throughout the whole game.
All right. Well, that'll take us into our Northwest Arkansas Sports Report. And, you know, Rick, I got to tell you, as we speak, the Class 6A golf tournament has started at the Conway Country Club down there. And it will continue on Wednesday. And, you know, those 6A golfers are getting after it. And we got, you know, state golf tournaments going on all over the state, really. I believe the only one we're going to have up this way will be next week. The boys golf tournament will be at Springdale Country Club on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
6A?
The Class 6A, yes, okay. Sir. The big schools and, you know, Rogers Mountaineers are defending state champions in that. So it'll be exciting to get the golf, you know, getting into their you know, state tournament time. Tennis right around the corner. You know, you mentioned the cross country, so they got about a month left of their season. You know, the Chili Pepper is always that kind of that halfway point.
Yep.
And, you know, at the start of November, they'll all be down in Hot Springs for their championship. Volleyball, Leland talked about, you know, some of the big matches Southside's got this week. It's a 3-match week for the 6A West teams. And, just a lot going on. You know, we wrapped up a busy week with the Chili Pepper and with the LPGA. What a great finish that was at the LPGA, by the way. And then, you know, on the football side of things, it's an exciting week. You know, we've kind of hinted at it. The Fayetteville Bulldogs are going to go travel to the Rogers Mounties on Friday, and that's a game the last couple of years it's been huge.
Yes.
I mean, just a huge huge game. Rogers won on a last-second field goal a couple of years ago. Fayetteville won 47-42 in one of those shootouts that you love so much, Rick. I can only imagine that Friday night out at Whitey Smith Stadium at Rogers High School, it's going to be a good one. You know, there's a lot of good games going on this week. And we'll talk about some of those next when we do Who You Got. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys, the predictions you guys are going to give us. But, you know, It goes by quick, Rick. That's really what I've kind of centered in on this week, is that we are already, you know, it's week five, but it's our sixth week of the season because of the week zero. And, you know, you only get 10 regular season high school games. So, I mean, it can go by in the blink of an eye.
Well, it's something we enjoy. All three of us have been in this business for a while. And every time you turn around, there's something else exciting going on. And then you say, oh, my goodness. And when you're having fun doing it and following it, it goes by really quick. As opposed to when I was working on the dock in the factory, and it goes by real, real slow. This goes by quick because you enjoy doing it.
All right, we're going to take another break, and as we go to break, we'll leave you with some high school football footage from this previous week. Back on the Prep Rally Podcast. Graham Thomas, Rick Fires here in Northwest Arkansas, Leland Barclay in the River Valley, and gentlemen, it's that time. Who you got?
Hey, I'm assuming I'm winning, right? I mean, who's lead? What's the score? How much am I winning by?
You know, I did get up at the crack of dawn this morning to make sure we had the standings up to date. So, after week four, after a 4-4 week by Rick Fires and a 6-2 week by Leland Barclay, you guys are both at 27-13. So you're winning more than you're losing, but you're both losing because I went 7-1 and hanging out at 29-11. You know, that mountain home over Southside was big for me. I got that one last week.
I'm stunned by that.
Well, and we'll just see how, you know, we'll see about the Bombers this week, and they got a big one. We're going to get to that here in a second. But who you got? So we're going to get started here in Class 2A. And, Leland, I don't know if our man Ryan Allen is healthy down at Mountainburg, but they could sure use him in a big, big Class 2A game against Magazine this week. Leland, who you got?
I'm going to go with the return of Ryan Allen and the Dragons win at Magazine.
You know, I'd have to agree with you on that one. If Ryan Allen plays, the Mountainburg Dragons are a different team. So I'm going to take Mountainburg on the road. Rick Fires, who you got?
I'm going Mountainburg against the Rattlers as well.
All right. Moving on into Class 3A. Leland and I have been talking about this one all week. Rick, how about Mansfield at Charleston? What a clash of some contending teams in the 3A1 conference. You know, as Leland pointed out, there's all kinds of great games in the 3A1 conference, and this is just one of them. A lot of big games. I'll start us off, and you know, I'm not going to make a living trying to bet against Charleston at home, so I'm going to take the Charleston Tigers to beat the Mansfield Tigers in a cat fight this Friday night. Rick Fires, who you got?
I got Charleston. It's just hard for me to go against Charleston. They're at home, right?
They're at home.
Alumni Field.
Leland, this was kind of, you know, you picked Mansfield to win the conference, if I'm not mistaken. So I'd be interested to see where you go with this one.
I picked the Mansfield Tigers to win the conference, and I see no reason to change that now.
Wow.
Mansfield wins at Charleston on Friday night.
Led by the Burton brothers. How about that? All right. Moving on to Class 4A, this is a couple of 4A1 conference teams needing to bounce back. Gentry at Lincoln. Gentry got hammered by Elkins, and Lincoln, my goodness, had some injury issues and did not play well at Gravett and lost very convincingly at Gravett. So a couple of two teams that are, you know, they're better than what they showed last week. I think, even though they both played tough opponents. But so Gentry at Lincoln. Leland Barclay, who you got?
I take the homestanding Lincoln Wolves to bounce back this week and even their conference mark, the 1-1.
So I'm gonna go the other way and lean on Talon Williams and the Gentry offense. They're gonna come out slinging it all over the field. I'll take the Gentry Pioneers. Rick, who you got?
Even though the final score looked bad against Elkins, I thought that, you know, Gentry put up 20 points. So I'm gonna go ahead and I think I've been kind of disappointed in Lincoln. So I'm gonna go Gentry over Lincoln.
All right. Boy, this is a really big one. It should be a really good game, and Leland Barclay will be in the house for it. Morrilton at Alma. Rick, we're going to start you off this time with who you got, Morrilton at Alma.
You know, when I worked at Fort Smith, I think I used to pick Morrilton all the time because they had some athletes down there, speed and everything. But, man, Alma knows how to play football and how to get it done. So I'm going to go with the Alma Airedales.
Hard for me to go against the Alma Airedales at home, too. It seems like they've been on the road a lot. They're going to come back home fired up and ready to go. I am taking Alma to take down Morrilton. Leland, who you got?
You know, this is a matchup. Probably the best two players in the conference will be in Alma on Friday night. Of course, we all know about Israel Towns Robinson. He's back healthy. Friday night, he threw a touchdown pass. But I tell you, Morrilton's quarterback, a junior, Maddox Berry, remember that name. He's a good one. He threw for 400 and something and 7 touchdowns in week 2 against Texarkana. The week before, he led Morrilton to a win over Russellville. You know, Morrilton's off to a 4-0 start, but I picked the Airedales to win the conference, and I think they stay undefeated at 2-0 with a hard-fought win over the Devil Dogs on Friday night.
I'm seeing Alma. We might want to change one of these to break up the juju here. So, okay. Class 6A. Boy, this one's going to be a fun one. I can just imagine, you know, Mountain Home is off to its best start since like 1986 or something like that. They are hosting Shiloh Christian at Bomber Stadium in Mountain Home. Shiloh better leave right now if they're going to get there on time. Rick, who you got?
You know what? I used to feel sorry for Mountain Home because they're kind of isolated way up there, and they have to travel all over the place. But now, man, they got something going on up there this year. But not enough for Shiloh Christian. Shiloh Christian impressed me with the way they play Greenwood last week. So I'm going to have Shiloh Christian. They're going to burst the Bombers' bubble.
Leland, who you got on this one?
You know, last week in that win over Southside, Mountain Home had 90 offensive plays for 511 yards. They held Southside to just 42 plays in that game. Mountain Home rushed 70 times. Only 5 times in the history of Arkansas high school football has somebody rushed for more than that in a single game. But I think that Shiloh Christian, I'm not a Bomber believer yet, so I picked the Saints to go to Mountain Home and even their conference record up at 1-1.
Give me the Mountain Home Bombers. I'm a believer. I've seen them enough over the years. They've really been kind of trending in the right direction with Coach Steve Airey. That's a tough trip for Shiloh to make. And if Mountain Home plays the kind of game like they did against Southside and they're able to control the football, they're going to have a lot of success. So I'm going to take, you know, in a fired-up environment, I'm going to take Mountain Home over Shiloh, just like I took Mountain Home over Southside last week and got that one over you guys, not to rub it in or anything. another good Class 6A game, Fort Smith Southside at Lake Hamilton. So, man, I've been to Lake Hamilton several times. It's tough to win there. Southside's got they've got a good team, I think, and you know, they're gonna give it a great effort, but I just don't see them slowing down Lake Hamilton at Lake Hamilton. Give me who you got. Give me Lake Hamilton over Southside. Rick Fires, who you got?
Aye, same way, Lake Hamilton.
And Leland, who you got?
I don't see the Mavericks going 0-2. I think Southside makes a road trip, takes a nice trip to Lake Hamilton, comes home with a victory.
All right.
Wow.
Hey, I mean, that'd be a great win for Southside. They could do it. If they could figure out a way to slow down that Lake Hamilton triple option wing tee, whatever, you know, it's kind of a hybrid offense, really. But they looked really good against Siloam Springs last week.
I think Ethan Dunn has 15 tackles in that game.
You know, you don't ever hear the defensive prediction, but he'll be a busy guy for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, big 7A, class 7A game, Springdale, undefeated Springdale Bulldogs, Super S at Bentonville West, which has not won a game and really got pounded at Fayetteville last week. You know, 0-4 Bentonville West, 4-0 Springdale sounds like a mismatch, but I think Bentonville West has a good football team. Rick Fiers, you're not going to like it. I'm going to pick the Bentonville West Wolverines to get their first win and knock down Springdale this week. Leland, who you got on this one?
Well, I'll tell you what. This was the hardest one that I had to pick. And I can't pick a tie, so, you know, since we have overtime now. I got to stick with Springdale. I think they've got a good thing going, and I think they'll be able to slow down the Thompson Twins and win this game and advance to 5-0.
Rick Fiers, who you got?
You know what? All it takes is one. If Bentonville West could get this win, that would change everything. They could forget about the slow start to the season. Just one game. But you know what? I'm a Bulldog believer. You said earlier you're a Bomber believer. I'm a Bulldog, Red Bulldog believer. Brett Hobbs and the boys, they go over there and they win this game, move to 5-0 halfway through the season.
That would be huge for them. That would really
absolutely
be something. All right, and that leads us into our game of the week this week. And, you know, the Fayetteville Bulldogs at the Rogers Mountaineers. Whitey Smith Stadium in Rogers is going to be a great atmosphere over there. Seeing these two, you know, battle it out over the years, and Fayetteville's usually had the upper hand on Rogers. Rogers has been a lot more competitive with them this year, but man, I can't go against Fayetteville. They, you know, they've defending state champions, and I think they've got just a little more than what Rogers will be able to handle. So give me the Fayetteville Bulldogs to take down the Rogers Mounties and remain undefeated in conference play. Leland, who you got?
You know, we've already talked about defense once, about how that, you know, that Greenwood Shiloh Christian game was going to be high scoring, and it wasn't because of defense. I think defense rules this game too, some.
Wow.
Rogers has the best defense in the conference, especially their front seven. I think Rogers wins because of defense on Friday night.
How about that? Rogers Mounties. And Rick's pick. Rick, who you got?
You know, I talked to Chad Harbison beginning of the year. I said, man, you guys really, come on, eight wins, nine last few years. And Chad said, man, yeah, but we can't get over the hump. Got to win that big one. Man, if they could beat Fayetteville, defending state champions at home, man, what a rush and a confidence builder that would be. But you know what? Fayetteville's too tough, too strong. They've added a really good run game to their passing game. So I think Fayetteville wins this game, but I think it's going to be close, but I think Fayetteville comes out with the win.
All right. Well, folks, we'd love to hear what you think on these games. It's fun picking them, and they're getting tougher and tougher as we move on here in the conference play, and that's really, I think, what makes it so fun. So that's going to wrap us up for this week's Prep Rally. We'd like to thank our sponsor, West Termite Pest and Lawn. And you can listen to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, on NWAOnline.com or YouTube, or however you choose. But man, I'm excited, Rick. It's gonna be a fun Friday night. We'll see how these shake out. So for Rick Fiers in the Fayetteville studio, for Leland Barclay in the River Valley office, I'm Graham Thomas. We love you.